Since you co-founded the IEC in 2014, how has the organization grown and evolved?
We are very pleased about the way it evolved over time. Amy Pader and I started the organization with basically two very motivated dermatologists and the board, and we now grew to an organization that has way over 100 counselors and associate counselors, highly respected by dermatologists and other specialties. I think it's known beyond dermatologies around the globe. And also pharma organizations and even patient organizations are familiar with the organization.
What progress has been made in relation to the IEC's educational objectives and mission?
We achieved quite a lot in this short time, including multiple symposiums, patient education, and physician education, and a lot of educational materials, including symposia, papers that we have done. We really educated the public, including dermatologists, the pharma representatives, and even patients that heard podcasts from us, symposia, and read our papers. Also, we were involved in research that generated papers, and our papers are so impactful and are cited so many times. So I think it just shows you that we made a difference in the study and the dissemination of knowledge pertaining to atopic dermatitis. And I think that's what we wanted, to change the practice among physicians, and I think we have a large impact.
Your recent review on biomarkers mentions that one of the Th2-related chemokines that correlates with AD severity has been used clinically in Japan to monitor treatment efficacy. Do you see that happening anytime soon in the U.S., Europe, and other parts of the world?
This is one of many biomarkers that are possible for atopic dermatitis, but the fact that there is such a precedent, I can see in the future how we'll have biomarkers of response to treatment, biomarkers that will inform us if a patient should be put on one drug rather than another drug. Now we also have tape strips that are non-invasive. I think we have now the door is open for better biomarkers for atopic dermatitis. Yes, absolutely.
The past 12 months has certainly been a challenging time to lead an organization. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the work and progress of the IEC in the past year?
So yes, it did affect the way we practice in a way. You know, we have all this virtual new world, but I myself like to see my patients more in person. So while in the beginning we were seeing more patients virtually, now I transition the majority of them back to in-person visits. But it's good to know that, you know, once in a while we have that option when a patient cannot come, like students. I see patients all over the United States. So I think having the opportunity that they don't need to travel from California or from Miami and so on, I think opened up a whole new world of opportunities. And I think also for the IEC is the same. We can do much more education. We can reach people in Africa, in India. I think there is a lot of virtual education that we didn't think in the beginning.
What are your hopes and goals for the IEC in the future?
So I think the long-term goals are to reach more physicians and to do more education and to have better treatments for eczema, and that everybody will know how to utilize these new tools, so that ultimately it will reach more patients. And, of course, to have more research done on atopic dermatitis or eczema that ultimately will benefit more patients.
And in the short term?
I'm excited about the fellowship program that we are launching, where we'll also educate fellows that will come from multiple countries around the globe in an exchange program. And the fellowship program is a program in which we are getting enthusiastic fellows that are early in their careers and they are interested in atopic dermatitis, either from a clinical perspective or from a research perspective. And we are going to educate them, so they will go to the very best mentors that are our counselors. And through that mentorship, we hope that they will be ambassadors of better clinical care for atopic dermatitis or better research in atopic dermatitis, again, to foster this development that we are experiencing now in atopic dermatitis, both in the clinical side but also in the research. And I think this exchange is really important to ultimately improve patient care for our patients that suffer with atopic dermatitis.